Thank you so much for joining us as we continue our journey through the Proverbs. Again, aiming these at parents. Parents, read them for yourself, apply them to your heart, and age appropriately, teach them to your children. As we've said, Proverbs is the best parenting book ever written. Proverbs 16:32, whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. All right, here's what I need you to do. You ready? Clench your teeth. Got it? Now flare your nostrils. Good. Just hold it there. You're making an expression of anger. Clenched teeth, flared nostrils. Off is the Hebrew word we translate with the English word angry. And off means nostril or nose, or in some cases refers to the whole face. In the Hebrew language, your anger showed. Flared nostrils, clenched teeth, heavy breathing, inaudible sounds. All right, thanks for working with me. You can unclench your teeth. Anger, of course, doesn't start with our nose. The flared nostrils are simply the outward demonstration of our heart. Heart in Scripture describes that control center of our lives, and it's a one-word description for our thinking and our feelings and our desire to act. When you're angry, all of you is angry, and nothing good follows. That's why the proverb says that a strong warrior is bested by a person with patience. The one who has the capacity to take a fortified city comes in second behind a person who has learned to control his or her temper. So when you feel it coming on, when the anger starts working in your mind, causing your blood pressure to rise and making you want to do something or say something you will most certainly regret, take a deep breath and pray for God to take control of your heart. Focus your thoughts on Jesus. It takes a person of discipline and the power of God to control the temper. Father, we submit our tempers to you. Please control them. Keep them in check. Never let us act out of anger. Never let us respond in anger. Keep us from the regret of an angry heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.